Today is the best day in the history of ever. So let's talk about how to find your passion. My name is Alex Red, and my life is nothing but an experiment. Steve Jobs said, "The only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle." Well, 5 to 10 job assignments later, you might think, "Damn, it's really hard to find something to be passionate about." After searching for it for 40 years, I realized I was looking at this whole topic from the wrong angle. Can your passion be switched on and off like a light switch? Yes, it can, by switching your attitude and perspective. If something is important to you, you tend to be passionate about it, right? Being passionate to me means to honestly and deeply care, which then helps to do whatever it takes. So what you need to do is, in theory, rather simple. You need to make a mental or real list why the task at hand should be or is important to you. This works by putting things into the right context or perspective, which is why storytelling is so powerful. It all comes down to which story you tell yourself or allow others to tell you. So how do we get this passion thing started? How do you switch on your passion? We are looking into three triggers: interest, gratitude. Well, on emotion, we don't look too deep since this is a business podcast. Let's look at this from the job perspective, as the job is a big part of most people's life, and at least 95% of them struggle with being passionate about their job. First option, use interest to spark passion. Let's say you want to save the world and you believe that EVs, electric vehicles, will help to make it happen. So you're interested in them and you might choose to work in that industry for that exact reason. You started this awesome company to change and potentially save the world. You love everything about it. That is, for the first few months. For me, it's typically around 6 months, as I mentioned in the last episode. Then you lose the grasp of the big picture. It just fades. In this case, it's saving the world and having an impact. So you get lost in your daily routines and chores. Commuting, lunch breaks, meetings, company bureaucracy, stupid clients, the tools you have to use to get your job done, rising cost of living while your salary stays flat. You might also realize that other people in the company don't bother about the environment. They just think about revenue, profit, and more income. To them, it's just another job. In short, you gradually start to be disappointed about your company and your job. Now what? This is the point where your career dies or takes off. And it is exclusively your choice. It's also exclusively your responsibility. If you don't agree, you're doomed. No career without responsibility. I've heard you. These stupid managers never take responsibility and always blame others. I hear you. I agree for the most part. But do you really want to be passionate about blaming others? That's what I thought. So let's move on. After the big picture of saving the world faded, you need to focus on your specific circle of impact to stay passionate. That is where the magic happens, so stay with me here. Step 0. I kind of had to squeeze this one in, I'm sorry. Don't be too ambitious. Not every person can change the world big time and forever. The world does change constantly, and no single person can be blamed or take credit for that. It's just how the world rolls. And rest assured, no change is permanent. The heroes of today might be the losers of tomorrow. It's imperative to understand your circle of influence and judge yourself based on what happens within your circle and not in the whole world. This is the only way to live a sane and happy life. Step 1. Accept that you are part of something bigger. Everybody is. Bigger things are made out of smaller pieces, always. If you can't see that at first, just look closer. The only reason you might believe that some people are larger than the universe is because you don't know any better yet, because you haven't looked close enough yet. Step 2. Focus on things you can do or directly influence. And I mean directly and in person do or influence. Since you won't do research, development, test, production, and sales of the EV all by yourself, the company or the EV car industry as a whole should not be your major concern. Your exact job within this context should be. You are an enabler of teams, companies, and industries, and you want to be the best one you can be, right? As a side note, this change in attitude will also change how you pick jobs. The rest of the enablers in your company, the people you work with, become much more important to you than a slightly higher paycheck. Because now you know you need to work with the best in each field to have an impact and change the world. Everybody wants to work with the best, so don't be frustrated if you don't work for the number one industry leader. Work with people as good or better as you are. As you get better in your job, so will your colleagues. If they don't, you get promoted or you get offers from other teams and companies. Step 3. Zoom in. I'm talking super macro level. The difference between yourself and an expert is that an expert is processing 1,000 data points in his mind while you process 10. You don't even know yet that there are 1,000 data points. What do I mean by data points? These are little details to notice and to optimize for to get the very best result. An expert has evaluated, tested, and optimized any aspect of her or his job, any aspect down to the dress code, diet, and sleeping habits. Things that seem utterly unrelated to the ignorant beginner. You love that cool office where they have a ping pong table and Xbox in the open office plan? Think again. When you fully immerse yourself in the tasks you have to carry out, a whole new world opens up for you. Approach it with an interested, adventurous, and playful mindset, and your passion will follow you everywhere you go. You will see your chops and every task you do with different eyes. It will feel like the time is slowing down for you as there is so much to notice and process. Before, you were thinking about the weekend or the next vacation while getting things done. Now, your body and mind are fully focused on the task at hand. They work together as one. You start to question the way you have carried out tasks 1,000 times before without much thought. You will be overwhelmed with ideas on how to do your job better than ever before. As all of this is fascinating and cool, make sure you do not overcommit. Listen to the episode Working on Weekends. Understand the business deal. If you get paid to work 40, work 40 hours. As you get better, you get more done in 40 than others in 50 anyway. Understand when to do 80 hours. This is not about passion. This is about commitment and loyalty. If you can save a project or your company by throwing in 80 hours this week, do it. Make it a rare exception, not the rule. Does your boss focus on hours or output? Make sure you explain to your boss why you now get stuff done in 40, which took 50 or 60 hours a few months back. Use that info wisely to save your job, recommend yourself for promotion, get a better paycheck, or other benefits. Step 4. Zoom out. As you have dissected and reassembled all aspects of your job and carried out the tasks at hand fully focused, they have become a routine. And this time, routine is a good thing. As they become a routine, you're able to carry them out without much thinking. Your unconscious mind is now trained and ready to take over. Suddenly, you can get much more done while it still feels effortless. Now you're in the flow, the state of mind where you lose track of time. An 8-hour workday feels like a quick routine, not a daily chore which never ends. By zooming out, I also mean that it's now time to look up again and look around you and check the interfaces where your work connects with other people's work. As you see this happening, you will, without doubt, become very passionate about whatever you do. Why? Because you're good at it, you enjoy doing it, because it feels easy and you support a bigger cause, the EV company, the EV industry, and the environment. So you do have an impact. You became passionate because you took interest in what you had to do. This does save you decades of searching for the perfect job you can be passionate about. The wake-up call. If we get too passionate, we're going down too far into the rabbit hole. Don't over-engineer and don't over-optimize the tasks at hand. You work in a business context. Things have to be profitable and you need to stick to a schedule. You feel like you're surrounded by ignorance. The project you poured your soul into got stopped. Your decisions got overruled by your bosses. Your work gets ignored or sabotaged by colleagues. It feels like they just don't care. as much as you, that is. I've worked with founders who seem to care less about their product and company than I did after 2 hours talking to them. But you never see the full picture of other people. You have no clue about their values, beliefs, skills, capabilities, challenges, priorities, and restrictions. Try not to judge. It's hard, I know, which means you need to try hard. At times, I came to the conclusion that people just give a shit. That is obviously wrong and destructive thinking. As you just learned, a switch in perspective and attitude can change the world. Learn to trigger these switches in yourself and others, and you will be unstoppable. As a hint, study what the marketeers do. They use storytelling all the time to make you buy what you actually don't need. All right, time is up. More about using gratitude to be passionate and a major pitfall to avoid in the next episode. Ask me anything in the comments. If you have a story to tell, let's do an interview. To connect with me on LinkedIn, type Alex Red in the address bar of your browser and hit the connect button after you logged in. So I'm asking you, are you passionate about your job? Today is not just the best day in the history of ever, it's also the first day of the rest of your life. Make it count and enjoy the ride.